The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant, good hump day morning. It's Wednesday. That's right, middle of the week. April 26, 2023, 7:01 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Today is the day. And you're like, what? What is it, Dave? What's today? today is when you get to hear Joel Skousen. I have the book right here. What am I talking about? See this book right here? If you're not watching us on video stream, you can't see it, obviously, but I'm holding up a copy of the third edition of Strategic Relocation. Now, Mr. Skousen is a political scientist and geopolitician, understands exactly what's going on here. I think his mindset is a lot deeper than Tucker Carlson, which, by the way, he's still in the news. See, you know when they silence free speech, and we're talking about the Constitution here, that's when the killing starts. You've heard multiple people, Patrick Wood, Alex Newman, I mean, you've heard them all on this show. Well, Joel Skousen is no different with his predictions, and you are going to get your mind blown. You don't want to miss this interview, and you want to call everybody you know and tell them, look, you need to listen to this interview at 8:30. It's at the bottom of next hour, Central Time. I don't care what part of the country you are in, you need to be tuned into this show. This is important. This one is important. This guy has everything figured out. He's got a newsletter, worldaffairsbrief.com. I subscribe to it. You should be. It's not expensive, and you're going to get it in your inbox. You know, I know. Unfortunately, if you don't have internet, damn. I get it. I know that you're trying to stay off grid. I know that, you know, some of us have to be somewhere connected because we have to be able to get the word out. We don't have our own independent broadcast station that can operate off a generator yet. You just don't know. There is some talk about the fact that they might disable satellites up in space using a nuclear storm. That way, none of the satellites work and they can actually target satellites. Anything in its path of the nuclear radiation. This is what they're working on. You talk about space wars. I really do believe that that exists. And the reason I do is because, and think about the logic, they can actually look down and spy on you and read your license plate off your car from 185 miles out. So if they have that kind of capability and they can see planets in the next solar system, then you know that there is something nefarious afoot, and it's all funded by our tax dollars. The government has been raping us, trying to circle its own wagons. And you're going to notice as time wears on and the clock ticks, they keep circling the wagons, passing legislation and bills like the act that is going to ban TikTok, the Restrict Act. That's going to ban free speech against the government because God knows the government have. I mean, that you talk about Orwellian, the government does not want you criticizing it. I know, God, this is a heavy subject to be talking about at 4 minutes after the hour of seven, but hey, you know, it's better than playing the lions and tigers and bears, oh my, right? Got to have some sanity here, folks. You know what the definition of insanity is. I'm not going to waste my time going there because you already know what it is. We have to have different results in order to get rid of this insanity, because that's exactly what we've got. You know, the only thing I do know for sure that is factual, that exists, is the power mall, because that is how we survive. And if you have questions about anything having to do with the Power Mall, we have a toll-free number you can call. It's 877-817-9829. You can use our live chat if you have internet at thepowermall.com, or you can email us at support@thepowermall.com. Make sure you put the in there. There is an actual band called the. It's an 80s band. So just remember that. I put the in your head. So support@thepowermall.com. So the same thing with thepowerhour.com. And you can go on our message boards. You can ask to have the email blasted into you if you have internet. We appreciate that. We try to get as much information to you as possible through any means possible. That includes internet, phone. You know, if you want to listen to our show on the phone, you know, we have that too. We have 10% off site-wide, excluding dropship and the other products I'm going to mention here that are 30% or 15% off. You get double reward points at the Power Mall this week. You get retail ground shipping upgraded to priority for free, which means you get it quicker when it's all processed. And we're doing the 30% closeout on Global Healing Center Acid Reflux and Silver Shield Sanitizer, 15% off allergy relief products, namely quercetin, Silver Mist Humidifier Additive, Oreganol Juice, Sinew Orega, Latero Flora Probiotic, and Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic and OptiVita Digestive Enzymes. We also have some new products on the block, Raw Pine Power Plus Sugar to Fiber from OptiVita, Dr. Willard's Plant Catalyst for planting. Oh, my garden's doing exceptionally well. I haven't even used it yet. I can't wait to get a couple of bottles of that stuff, because I am going to use it in my outdoor beds to help speed up and boost their growth. And I'm talking about the corn, the watermelon, all that good stuff. Now, you understand that you know, watermelon, cantaloupe, cucumber, they all suck a lot of nitrogen out of the soil. They literally do. You grow watermelon, it looks so nice growing in the patches. Same with squash. And anything that grows that's viney on the ground literally sucks nitrogen out of the soil. And so you need to make sure that you have lots of nitrogen-based goodies in your soil, especially the humus. North American Urban Spice Purely Liver, Heaven's Harvest Organic Emergency Food Kit, you should stock up. And the reason you should is because it takes time to grow veggies. Now, can you sprout in 2 or 3 days? Sure you can. And, you know, but we can't live on sprouts alone. So, you know, this is one of the reasons. And since I've had the hens in the hen house, it's been months since I've had to buy eggs. Got it? Now we're working on, and we had an article here just recently, yesterday, as a matter of fact, about free chicken food, because they need to eat something, right? So, you know, anything that you have that you want to talk about, we have a toll-free number. It is 844-769-2944. I've memorized it. You should too. The Power Hour, by the way, and you can make donations that way as well, or snail mail them to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, or by calling Jay at 877-817-9829. We will actually call you out on the air. Thank you so much profusely for your donation. We have to do that to keep up on shortwave. We don't want to cancel that. So please don't call the show and say, what are you canceling shortwave? No. So don't do that. Don't panic. We're not there. We just need your continued support. You can do that by shopping at the Power Hour. And for those of you who are interested in doing a solar system, that's what we have a partners tab for. You click on that and Lion Energy is right there. And they finance a whole solar system. Keep your monthly payments down. Even if you can only afford the emergency solar kit, if you can afford an emergency solar kit, you should at least have that. I do. You should at least have that. I realize it costs a couple of grand. They do take payments. They have payment plans. You at least need to get that. That will really help support us. We have lots of partners on the partners tab. And every time you buy through there, you're getting the benefit of getting the product, and you keep us on the air too. So that's a benefit to us. If you want to contact us in the Power Hour, whether it's because you're a small business and want to advertise, or you want some tips on how to get your local radio station to pick up our broadcast, it's support@thepowerhour.com. And for those of you who have a green thumb, well, you're in pretty good shape. I do not have green. Look at my thumbs. I don't have green thumbs. My thumbs are healthy. I push on them and I get my pink back on my nails, so I don't have, you know, anemia. We're all good here. The Power Hour Food, powerhourfood.com, is a free webinar to share experiences about how to grow food in a grid down situation. It looks like it's moving forward. And I'm telling you, once you listen to the Skousen interview, you are going to be convinced of what I am saying. And another way to get our broadcast is through a RIC satellite system. The beauty of that is we're giving away two more of them, one donated by a Power Hour listener, and the other one donated by Rick himself because he's so excited to be part of this giveaway. So if you go to ricksatelliteusa.com, you can actually see what it takes to get the $269, including shipping, equipment to you. I've already gotten my receiver, and I'm getting ready to, the dish is coming in a separate package. And you can call Rick by phone at 816-228-1801 and get yourself a Galaxy 19 KU band free-to-air satellite system. You don't have to buy it anything after that. You can tune out mainstream media. You can pick up our show on Channel 1. It's totally cool. If you want to win one of these, we need a letter from you stating why you'd be a good recipient for the system. You can email it to support@thepowerhour.com or send it by mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. The powers that be at Rick Satellite and the Power Hour are going to review every single letter you send in. There is no such thing as a stupid letter, folks. Seriously. We want you to win one of these. That way you don't have to worry about shortwave because you're going to get it directly and it's going to come in nice and clean into your FM receiver. So you have that. 12 minutes after the hour, 7 a.m., we move on to the news. The canoes. Yep. Here's some interesting things. Tucker Carlson, man, we just can't seem to get him off the air. You know, even though the probably the worst thing that Fox News could have done was fire Tucker Carlson, because he ruffled feathers on both the left and the right. He got them so pissed off because of his national political discourse defying establishment consensus on both sides of the aisle. You see, he was very close to doing the very same things as far as analyzing the news as we do here on the show, as far as mainstream media goes. Now, there are some of you that think he's a blowhard. I get it. All mainstream media, you know, hey, Fox is mainstream media. I know what you're thinking. I get it. We used to watch Tucker every night. And it's like that Howard Stern movie, Private Parts, which is a little weird at times in that movie, but we've watched that multiple times too. And there is one thing about the news analyst for NBC that was talking to the program director, who Howard Stern referred to as pig vomit. And he said, if they hate him, why do they listen to him? Answer most commonly given: to see what he'll say next. So, you see, that's the reason why people tune in, because they are hungry for the truth. And see, not all these news analysts actually get that far. They stop short of coming out, because if they did and they really said, this is what I think. Now, I may not have any proof, but all of a sudden now they label you a nutbag and a conspiracy theorist and a warmonger or fearmonger and... You know, but see, the thing is, Carlson broke from both Republicans and Democrats on Russia, Ukraine, the Iraq War, big tech, immigration, and January 6th. It's obvious, because, I mean, see, if he didn't have the mindset that he had, I don't believe that Kevin McCarthy would have given him the videos from January 6th. I just don't think that would have happened. But because he came out of the gate and he said what he said. And see, management didn't like it. And management told him, don't you mention, you can't talk about stuff. It's, Tucker's like, screw you people. My audience needs the news. They need the truth. They don't want this pussyfooting around. And it looks like Fox News, because of the fact that they don't want to comment on anything. According to Vanity Fair, Tucker told people he believes that his show was killed and he was fired because the Murdoch family plans to sell Fox News. The report cited sources it didn't name, which means you've just kind of like, well. See, Fox News founder Rupert Murdoch made his son Lachlan the CEO of Fox Corp, the parent of Fox News. And see, it was Lachlan who fired Tucker. And so when you have all of this going down, you know, why would Fox News sell? Because they want to dump their assets? What are they doing with all that money? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? And even Elon Musk, who Tucker just interviewed before he was booted, suggested Twitter could be a platform where Tucker could prosper after the Fox News primetime host departed the network on Monday. And why would he say something like that? Because, see, all Tucker's crowd who left Fox because they like Tucker. I did not watch Fox at all last night. Some Fox's viewership, just like CNN and MSDNC, is probably tanking now because of their behavior. As a matter of fact, now One American News Network has already invited Tucker Carlson to discuss terms for joining his cable network. You know, basically Megyn Kelly, who also left she's a former Fox News host and hosts her own satellite radio show podcast, told Newsmax Carlson might go the independent route, saying he will no longer answer to a corporate master. He's going to be free to say whatever he wants to say within the bounds of defamation law, of course, and he'll be totally unleashed. And maybe this is what OANN is going to offer him. Newsmax might even as well. But see, OANN is the first one out of the gate that's making overtures. By the way, that speech that Carlson gave about a society-wide moral decay at the 50th anniversary of the Heritage Foundation has gone viral. And perhaps if you have a way to access it, you might want to access it. Dave in New York, good morning, sir. How are you?
Rather well, I guess. Yeah, what I heard of Tucker, and I've never watched, you know, that Fox show that he's on at night because I don't have access to it. But I heard him saying, you know, what if, you know, I gave you this or that, knowing that it was going to poison you or kill you, but made it mandated that you take a vaccine or a mRNA thing. That spoke volumes to me. I don't know how anybody can say that he's pandering to both sides. As far as I was concerned, he's just standing up for all of us. I don't think it's one-sided.
I know. You know. And see, here's the thing. Did he posit it in the form of a question? See, he's trying to make sense of it all. And I notice if you watch his show, and see, I ask the same thing. Sometimes I make statements, but the thing is a majority, I like to ask questions because questions need answers, right?
Well, he went on for, what, at least 5 minutes or whatever, straight as far as I heard. You know what I mean? And it was just saying how obvious things are that they're trying to eliminate us all.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
world.
Right.
I mean, the people. Okay.
Well, see, you know, we come out of the gate, Dave. We come out of the gate and we tell people, look, this is depopulation. Come on. Look at it. I mean, you know, all these woke people out there, just they don't have a freaking clue. They don't get it. They don't understand. Well, we have to do it because the government said so. Gee, if the government told you to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge or the Verrazano Narrows Bridge or the Sunshine Skyway, would you do it? Well, I would kill myself. Well, duh. You know,
what
it's like, how far can stupidity go?
What I just heard in the last couple of days, and I only saw it once on TV, was a new super yeast of some sort that's growing in hospitals. And some, you know, so you think, oh, yeast infection, so what? No, this is some sort of deadly yeast. And, you know, because I mean, all the super bugs come out of the hospitals because they, you know, they want to live, you know.
It's like a giant
Yeah, and they want to mutate. Yeah, I mean, they mutate. It's part of the nature. I mean, how things go. But I didn't hear about it again. Now, have you heard about it at all?
Now, the only thing I've heard about recently is the World Health Organization coming out of the gate yesterday saying there was a huge biological risk in the capital of Sudan after one of the fighting parties took control of a lab containing samples of deadly diseases.
They weaponized diseases from way back. Go back as far as you can and find out. You'll see the different diseases that, you know, took out a lot of people, and they've weaponized every one of them. They've gotten control of, you know, of what they were, and now they've made them, you know, yep, much more powerful than they were back in the beginning.
Well, you know why they did that, right? Because that way it forces everybody to hide in their house and not come out for fear that they're going to get it. And this is exactly what they did during the lockdown, and people really need to get a clue about that.
If you've listened to Maria Z at all, and there's like three women out there right now that are, you know, it's now or never. Okay, get the word out, you know. But it's, you know, they're coming out and saying this is it. You know what I mean? I mean, it's now. You either do it now.
Do it now.
And faith has a lot to do with it. Okay, faith is a big part of it. A couple of, I don't know, a week ago, a month ago, whatever, when I said if I was talking to Francis Boyle, I would have asked about Morgellons disease, you know, and how that came out as like fibers, you know, growing under people's skins. And, you know, and they actually brought that up when I listened to them last night or, you know, yesterday. Yeah, you know, on that afternoon show. One other thing that I mentioned before that I get back to Rachel McIntosh, and I, when I said that, you know, the hour she was on those times, I was looking at which CD I meant to have first, whatever. They were both on a third hour. And what she did was at the end of the program, basically, she when they had the fake election down there in Florida and Mitt Romney came out, she went out and passed out. I guess she dressed up pretty nice or whatever, and you know what I mean, and the guys were like, you know, she's giving them sort of like business cards, and this, you know, one guy comes down and she goes, oh, are you gonna, you know, show this or, you know, do anything with it? She goes, he goes, no, we can't. It's not part of a pre-scripted narrative. And she goes, well, who are you? Oh, he goes, oh, I'm the senior editor of The Blaze.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck.
I know where you're going with that.
Yeah. I mean, yes. I've heard other things where things have been turned over to him and they went nowhere. In fact, some of the material was lost and given to somebody else.
I know.
You know? So,
all right.
And then, you know, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of people on the radio right now that don't seem to be.
I know it. Well, they all have their agenda, and this is a problem because everybody is paying attention to things, trying to get at the truth, and this is the big problem. Is getting at the truth, because we have to look at what they report and then we have to analyze, okay, what is the potential that's going to affect America, specifically me, because we're all in this me first society now. And I appreciate your chiming in this morning, Dave. There is so much news here to talk about. It's craziness. But in Haiti, it's actually been reported and recorded in the capital city of Port-au-Prince that Haitian police are saying that residents of the capital city of Port-au-Prince, Haiti, overpowered a group of suspected gang members and executed them on the spot by hanging them and setting them on fire. The police were preparing to arrest the armed gangsters when a mob of irate citizens stepped in with machetes and God knows what else. Oh, yeah. Chop, chop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. You know, when the population has had enough, this is the end result. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is, we have all these illegals coming in over the border. And what happens, and some of them are MS-13 gang members, and some of them are Chinese nationalists that have nefarious ideas in their head about what they're going to do to this country. So I got to wonder, could it happen here? That's the question I got to ask you. That's why you need to be listening to the Joel Skousen interview in this broadcast, because a lot of these questions geopolitically are going to get answered, because right now America is in a meltdown. And this is exactly what Mr. Skousen is going to address in the show. And you damn well better listen. I can't emphasize this more. I asked all sorts of pertinent questions that you would ask. Because, see, he's out tending his property during the morning hours, and so I have to pre-record the show. So understand, you better stay glued to this broadcast, because you're going to hear stuff that I don't customarily talk about geopolitically. And I've asked Mr. Skousen, he disagreed with me on some things. So understand, you got to know why he's disagreeing with me, the why. That's what we want to know. So you need to listen to this broadcast, I'm telling you. Don't you dare fall asleep. You are going to miss some very valuable information here. The recent leak of Pentagon documents has suggested that China is developing ways to attack satellites. Nearly every aspect of our lives is enabled by satellite communication, financial transactions, navigation, weather prediction, internet services to more remote locations. Yet given how many satellites are in orbit, while the effect might be felt on some of the population, if a satellite or two were lost, there wouldn't be any major problems. But when you consider the military benefits of satellites I talked about, immediate communication is vital for early warning systems and tracking. So if you disrupt those services, guess what you do? You pull this country's pants down, so to speak. Yeah, you expose its private parts. Did you understand what I just said? This is all they got to do, is expose us the naked path. They knock out our military satellites, and the next thing you know, we have no way of tracking hypersonic inbounds. Got it? The Shenzhou 1 launch was the first in a series of unmanned then manned space missions increasing sophistication since 1970, when China first successfully launched one of these. Their space program has been advancing way faster than the United States of America. Military hackers are already at work in 20 countries, including Ukraine, according to a top general. Of course, now you got to wonder, if the U.S. military has sent dozens of hackers to Ukraine, it means that we got boots on the ground. Got it? So they lied. They said we didn't. Biden is a liar. We all know that. He also lied about the fact that he was born in the same hospital his grandfather died in, too. Fact checkers just debunked that as well. The man is a pathological liar. We'll be back with more news and information and your phone calls after these words from the Power Hour. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here in the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. You know, there's some interesting things, and I'm going to reflect back on the conversation we just had with Dave out of New York. Doesn't listen to Tucker, doesn't, you know, I think most of mainstream media is kind of out of his parameter. But the reason that they want to come up with all these new diseases and new strains of Omicron, oh my God, you know, they want to come up with all of these things because of the fact that they want us to be scared, stay in our homes. But the most important thing is they want to make people not trust each other. Remember the focus groups? The focus groups basically said that the best thing we can do is create isolationism by turning families against each other and scaring the hell out of the population and making them hide in their homes so they don't communicate with each other. We got to shut down the communication. We don't want people to have a thought. If they have a thought, my God, what's going to happen? The same thing that happened in Haiti with the civilian mobs going on a lynching spree, taking matters into their own hands. And of course, the police spokesman, Gary DeRozier, is going, well, we don't want you to go out and be a vigilante. Well, you know what? If the cops aren't going to come to your aid and there's no law in America, they're protected by the Supreme Court decision that says cops are not required to respond to you, then it's up to you to take matters into your own hands. Screw vigilanteism. This is what we call self-defense, stand your ground, castle doctrine, name it, whatever it is. You have the right, the God-given right, natural God-given right, to defend yourself. I'm not saying you have the authority to go out and just murder people at random. You don't. But the thing is these guys are suspected gang members and the cops were after him. So obviously, irate citizens said, you know what? Up to here, buddy. We've had enough of this. And they came out with machetes and whatnot and took matters into their own hands. I mean, they were throwing tires on top of piles of these gang members, piled them all up, threw tires on them, and set them on fire. I mean, it was crazy. This is what they're doing. People are starting to get really upset here because we're tired of being isolated. We're tired of having our government sit there and tell us, boo, thinking that everybody's going to just run and hide in their home and not communicate with each other and not grow a brain. Because their government, you know, don't think they haven't grown a pair, because they have. There's a lot of them out there that have. They've already figured it out. That's why you've got billionaires building underground bunkers. What do they know that we don't know? You see, all this money that they've been making off of us when the pandemic shifted all that money away from the working class to the rich. Yeah. All the ones with the great ideas about who's going to survive and who isn't. And this is why you need to listen to the Skousen interview today, because he is going to set it out and lay it out straight, and you're not going to like it. So you better damn well listen. Brady in Vegas, you're on. Go.
Morning, Dave. I happened to look at some articles from Russia Today again yesterday. And Xi Jinping today actually made a call to Zelensky to start the negotiation process. Finally, one positive thing that's happened lately. But there was a really funny article on, they were talking about Zelensky and where he was getting his diesel gas for his military vehicles. And guess where he's been buying all his diesel fuel from?
Go ahead, tell them all.
Russia.
Yep.
So Zelensky's supporting his own war. Isn't that great?
Oh, is there really such a thing? I mean, are you sure it's not out to destroy the population?
Well, yeah, that's true. But, you know, isn't that kind of odd that he's buying Russian diesel fuel to supply his military and all his vehicles?
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
But understand,
it's kind
something.
Of an odd thing.
I understand that. This is what RT is telling you. Understand that you also might be getting propaganda. Why would you buy?
I don't believe that.
Well, I don't know. Why would you buy gas from the enemy? You got to think about that. Why would you do it unless you're getting it on the black market?
Okay,
maybe
another
he's getting
thing
it on
here,
the black
Seymour
market
Hersh.
From contacts, you know?
Seymour Hersh was on yesterday, too, and he was talking about how the U.S. is denying that they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. We knew exactly yeah. well it was the U.S. and Norway. Okay, we
yeah.
know that they had, they dropped the sonar buoys with the P-8 Norwegian plane reconnaissance. It took a while for the bombs to recognize the frequency signal, and then it went off. Okay,
yeah.
they're still denying that. But you got to remember, there's a natural gas pipeline that has been running through Ukraine that has been going on since the start of this war. The natural gas flows through the Ukraine right now, not to the Ukraine. Before the yeah. war started, the Ukraine used to siphon all the natural gas off before it went through Ukraine and made it over to the Warsaw Pact members. That's where most of that stuff is still flowing through, yet our government is saying nothing like that is even happening. But uh-huh. you're going to see this week, I'm hoping the negotiations finally start a peace talk thing.
Yeah, we'll see. You see, China may be doing this because according to everything that you're going to hear in the Skousen interview, and I'm not going to be, I can't do spoiler alerts on the show. You need to listen to the show because he's going to explain that. So, you know, this is a lot of news that we have not been privy to because the media, the CIA and everybody else that's in control of the media, the Tavistock Institute, all these people are controlling what we see and hear. And only the people who are awake read between the lines and understand what's going on. So, you know, I beg you to listen to the interview in the next hour, Brady. We appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Got to get back to the news. We got so much of it today. As a matter of fact, you were talking about the world's largest cross-border power line. We're talking about power. It's called Lion Link. The project's going to connect the UK and Netherlands to each other, and offshore wind farms will be connected to that in the North Sea. Scheduled to go into operation by the early 2030s. Well, good luck with that. We'll see just how far, you know, again, we're talking about putting your foot down and saying no to this stuff and how many people are going to do it. Well, you have a choice. You can either, you know, protest or hide in your house. Just don't go storm the Capitol again, because this is what they want. J6 was a trap. We all know that. And this is what Tucker Carlson was insinuating. And he, you know, this has had, his dismissal from Fox has had worldwide repercussions. The president of El Salvador, as a matter of fact, down in Central America, Nayib Bukele, published a message of support to journalist Carlson on social media late Monday following Fox's abrupt announcement that the anchor was not going to work there anymore. Bukele suggested that Carlson would soon face a smear campaign and attempted censorship, as they could not kill him without facing a significant public outcry. Bukele did not identify, either in the social media post or the attached video, who he considered to constitute they. Here we go back to the movie Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson. No, it was them. No, maybe it was they. No, them. It was them. Yeah. So the thing is all we could do is just wait and see. But, you know, the longer we wait and we just sit in our duff and don't do anything, the more they get away with what they're doing. They. Oh, I use the word they. Well, maybe it's them. We could joke about that now, because they or them haven't actually reared their ugly head yet. The problem is, they or them could come to your front door in the form of, carloads of cattle wagons with jackbooted fascists, or, black SUVs. They like to roll up in black SUVs. It's rather intimidating, isn't it? 5 o'clock in the morning, and they use a battering ram to punch your door in, and they come in with guns pointed. That's what we call coming in heavy. CIA term. Yeah. Oh, why should we do that? FBI, I guess, uses it too, according to Stephen Friend, who blew the whistle on what they're doing with these J6 defendants that have been negotiating with the government. They just want to come and make a big show of force and demonize. It's all part of the demonization effort. Because if they can make people think that you're the bad guy, they get away with it. Yeah, that's the way it works. And if you're not the bad guy, if you're the good guy and you're just trying to get the word out and tell the truth to people, and they're coming after you, well, like my corporate attorney always told me, Dave, when you're over the target, you're going to catch flack. That's just the way it is. You're going to know, because they want to shut you down. They, them. Yeah. And I think we all know it could be the government or any one of its agencies. I don't think it would be a foreign government. But see, the thing is with all these people coming across the border, you just don't know what kind of directives they are being given. You just never know. The EU is doing so well that Poland, Romania, and Hungary are now among the largest emerging market borrowers sinking in debt. Those countries have borrowed some $32 billion so far this year from the EU, three times more than during the same period a year ago. Oh, gee, all their programs and policies must be working. Wow. The illegal migration bill in the UK would see asylum seekers deemed to have arrived in the UK illegally immediately detained and deported to another country. Now the UK has got a new bill and will only detain and deport child refugees in exceptional cases, according to ministers. Boy, they're going to have a real problem. I mean, Europe and the UK especially is already multiculturalized. And you can see what a mess that is. When you have multiculturalization and you have all these people from different walks of life and different genres all trying to coexist, it's not going to happen peacefully. It just isn't. It's not going to, because there are certain people there that do not have the skill sets that we the people have, because we live here. All of a sudden, these newcomers come in here and they get money, they get handouts, they get promises that they're going to be taken care of. And the second that the government gets away with or goes against the promises that they made to these people get angry. And it's like, hey, wait a minute, Nancy, the fact is they've all been flown to your locale. So what do you think they're going to do? They're going to do what people who need to survive do. They're going to commit crime. They're going to find ways to get guns. They're going to take things they want to survive by force. They're going to shoplift from grocery stores, rob convenience stores, steal ATM machines. They're going to do whatever it takes to survive. End of story. They don't care about the consequence. It's survival of the fittest. An Iranian court has ruled the United States government and a number of individuals and entities, including former President Barack Obama, must pay compensation for 2017 attacks carried out by the armed group ISIL or ISIS. The court in the Capitol issued the verdict on Wednesday based on complaints by families of three people killed and six wounded during the June 2017 attacks in Tehran, according to the official news website of the judiciary. $313 million. Yeah. And we'll see if that ever happens. We'll see whether they get, you know, we'll see. I'm having a real hard time buying into a lot of this stuff. Sean Hannity, by the way, they've been blowing up his phone as well about Tucker leaving Fox News. And Hannity's response was, I don't own the company. Yeah. This is what he said on his radio program. He said, my phone's been blowing up all day. The hard part for me is I don't have a clue. I have no idea. Was it Tucker's decision? Was it Fox's? Was it a mutual agreement that they had? I don't know. I guess people think that just because I've been there the longest that I have some knowledge or understanding of what's going on, but I just don't. For those who think I should, I say to those people, I don't own the company. That's what Hannity said. That is what you call protecting your job. He's been there the longest. He toes the mainstream. End of story. So there you have it. Michael Cohen, in the meantime, is seeking to revive a lawsuit against Trump and Barr for alleged retaliation. He had this 30-page brief they filed with the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan this week. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. Former President Trump, in the meantime, said that nobody asked him or his campaign about organizing and participating in the debates with 2024 GOP primary rivals, saying he likely won't attend the two debates that have been scheduled by the Republican National Committee. Thank you, Ronna McDaniel. And who are you going to have, Ronna McDaniel, as a moderator? Somebody from CNN or MSDNC that's going to ask all sorts of nasty questions? Who are you going to have? Somebody impartial? Yeah. Somebody conservative? Is this going to be another shift show? Is it going to be a joke? Anything like CPAC? We just don't know, Ronna, what to believe these days because we see this uniparty and we think that, oh, the GOP is going to be, see again, here we go, with who's our savior. If you don't know who your savior is and who you pray to, if you're going to pray to the government for any kind of relief or bringing you out of the hell you are in, you are sadly mistaken. You are going to be sorely disappointed because the government is not going to come to your aid. As a matter of fact, after Tucker Carlson got let go, which I have to assume that's exactly why they did it, and it was Fox News' decision to do it, specifically Rupert Murdoch's son, Lachlan. MSNBC host Joe Scarborough said on his show Morning Joe that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy should get any January 6, 2020 Capitol riot footage back from former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Yeah, and why should he give it back? Why should Fox News give it back? Why should they? Joe, idiot, why should they? So understand that this is a problem. Because, see, they've already released the footage. And who is Joe Scarborough anyway? He is just a talk show host, like Tucker, like me, like anybody else. It's just what comes out of their mouth. You know, they like to pick on the opposite party. They pick on anything GOP, anything Republican. They are definitely woke over there. Same with CNN. That's why they have piss poor ratings. Hardly anybody watches them, but see, people are paying attention because they're part of MSM, the mainstream media. And as long as you have MSM, who is dictated by all of the back channel entities we know and hate, like Tavistock and the CIA, as long as they're programming all these people to put out this vomit that we see and hear, and it's regulated. This is all the more reason you need one of the satellite systems, because you need to listen to what other countries are saying. And you need to filter out all those other news sources. You need to be able to dial them up while you still can, because it will give you clearer insight to what is going on. In addition to listening to Joel Skousen this morning at 8, at the bottom of the hour, next hour. Biden says he's already set to veto a bill favored by House Speaker McCarthy to pair spending cuts with an increase to the federal debt limit. No, they don't want to do that. They want this Limit, Save, Grow Act of 2023 is a joke. A plan for debt limit increase is going nowhere. It's all part of the shift show. The Republican bill allows the U.S. to add up to $1.5 trillion in additional debt. In exchange, the legislation would provide more than $4.5 trillion in savings to American taxpayers. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Biden will veto it. End of story. They get nowhere. If they really wanted to do something, they would just stall any spending bills at all right now in the House. They would just shut down. Anybody comes in and says, I have a bill. Nope, we're not going to hear it. Put in committee, we're going to kill it. Kill every single bill that gets put into the House right now, because you have the majority. And if it can't get out of the House, it's certainly not getting out of the Senate. And then Biden's got nothing to veto. Got it? That's how you're going to solve this problem. Stop spending our damn tax dollars. You don't have the money. You are writing checks your body can't cash, you moron. All you and your ilk. You're screwing this country by the hour. Every time one of you cockamamie morons come up with some lame brain idea on how to spend our money to study the sex habits of Polish migrant turtles or whatever the case may be. This is the stupidity of this. This is what they're doing, folks. They need to just stop spending. Stop it. All of it. Now, stop it. Just shut down every single bill that requires one more penny to be spent. Just shut it down. You want to have a lame duck session? That's how you do it. Don't give Biden anything to sign. Just shut it down. Now, you think you're going to get any of these rhinos to do that? No, they're going to side with every damn Democrat in the place. And this is why the shift show does what it does. We have a government that is totally useless. Then you see Hunter Biden. He's been ordered to appear in court for paternity hearings, believe it or not. Yep. And, of course, Arkansas Circuit Judge Holly Meyer said during an April 23rd hearing, according to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, that I will no longer allow us to excuse clients because it's interfering with the progress of litigation, which is taking way too long to get over simple points. She said, you will show up in court, all of you. The clients are going to be there at every single hearing I conduct. Otherwise, she's going to hold them in contempt, which means they can come out and grab them. Of course, that only applies if they're in the state of Arkansas. London Roberts, who claims that Hunter Biden impregnated her, is an Arkansas resident. She will probably show up. DNA testing showed it's Hunter's, supposedly. That's what this hearing is to decide. And of course, Hunter has been paying child support. But what does that tell you? Ronnie Jackson, remember him? The Republican of Texas representative, former White House physician. He is served at the pleasure as physician to multiple presidents, is circulating a letter in the House of Representatives demanding President Joe Biden either take a cognitive test or drop out of the presidential race he just joined. Is it the real Joe Biden? Which Joe Biden is going to take the cognitive test? That's what I want to know. Which one of the stooges are they going to put in there? Because there are people out there that think there's more than one Joe Biden out there. Well, they're all morons. They've all damaged this country. And if they're elected to another 4 years, we're going to hell in a handbasket. Michigan Democrat Kathy Funk, who served as Flint Township clerk, remember where all that bad water killed a bunch of people and they held the Flint city officials liable? She was sentenced to 6 months of house arrest on Monday for tampering with ballots in the 2020 election. Oh, of course, she pleaded no contest, which is treated the same as a guilty plea for sentencing purposes. Funk had won the Democratic nomination by just 79 votes out of about 5,300. A recount was not conducted, but she subsequently won the general election that fall Investigators say she sabotaged the ballot box after the primary election, an act that would make those ballots ineligible for a recount. The 59-year-old Democrat official initially told Michigan police she thought someone broke into the township hall and damaged the seal on the ballot canister, according to Associated Press, but they found out otherwise. And all she gets is 6 months of house arrest? You got to be kidding. Wow. In the Second Amendment category of things, Washington has become the 10th state to prohibit sales of AR-15s and dozens of other semi-automatic rifles. As Governor Jay Inslee yesterday signed the ban into law effective immediately, that is sure to spark lawsuits. The state capitol was closed to the public Tuesday morning for the signing ceremony out of security concerns, though only a handful of protesters gathered outside. And of course, Inslee, these weapons of war, assault weapons, have no reason other than mass murder, he said at the ceremony in the ornate reception state reception room, flanked by lawmakers and people who'd lost loved ones to gun violence. Their only purpose is to kill humans as rapidly as possible in large numbers. Well, gee, Jay, I don't respect you as a governor. Because you know why? You don't respect the Constitution. You don't respect the Constitution. We'll be back with more news and maybe a phone call or two after the break. Stay with us.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.